and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. I'm straightening out things around here. A little junkie. How y'all doing? Merry Christmas. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. The biblical question. My biblical question this week, and it is a doozy. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. What does that mean? I and my Father are one. What does that mean? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't seem to, you have to podcast the show because you figure, well, I can't watch it, so I'm a podcast. You still can listen to it no matter where you are and what you're doing. Whether you're shooting up a school or you are getting shot at the school or you're one of the victims at the school after being shot or you're one of the parents who are crying and running down to the school or you're the one doing the shooting, you can be listening to the show. And if you're holding a press conference after the shooter and you're saying, oh, God going to use this for his benefit. God going to use this situation for the good. That's so dumb, but that's what people say. Oh, this is in God's hand. Poor God. You can be listening to the show. Or you just land up at the beach, hear the beach, hearing about all this stuff. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Yeehaw! And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, bring back, Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back,
back.
Bring back,
back.
Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing.
Who let the dogs out? So I mentioned this shooting, and that's being reported and went from Wisconsin. And the interesting thing about these shooting all over the country, because human being, the nature of human being is evil, we'll probably never know the real cause and the real truth of what happened and why. Because now the parents are no good. The mothers are refusing to stay home and raise the children because they want to be like men. They think that they get more recognition by going to work, and people are going to recognize them at work rather than being home and watching over the man's children. And they have turned the children over to the so-called experts, and the experts are giving them all kind of medication for the so-called depression and suicidal anxiety and all that, post-traumatic. And so the parents have turned the children over to the so-called experts, and these kids are on all kind of medication. I don't know if this girl was or not, who has been accused of doing the shooting there. I don't know what her deal was, but I do know that a whole bunch of children are on all kind of medication for whatever reason. And when these things happen, they don't tell you what really happened and why it happened. So you never know. They're not going to tell you that, oh, this person was on medication and because they were angry and out of control and they were high off the drugs and blah, blah, blah. They're not going to tell you the truth about it. So you don't really know what happened. I don't know what happened in this situation. But I do know, and without a doubt, that it's only going to get worse. This is hell on earth, and you're living in hell, in your own hell, and you're bringing hell upon others if they don't see what's going on. So it's only going to get worse because there is no love in the world today. Zero love. And so it's going to get worse. It is hell on earth. And crying about it is not going to solve it. And trying to blame it on God and that, oh, God's going to use this. Well, but God has nothing to do with it. He's done his work. It is finished. And so it's just going to get worse. And then I noticed that at these schools, and this is supposed to be a Christian school, I don't know if a man is running or not, but they allow women to take over and run things. And that is pure evil because you open up the gates of hell. Hell come through the woman, and Satan has cleverly deceived the people. And they listen to the woman cry and moan and bitch about she's equal to a man and she should be able to run things too. And because men are afraid of women, the mama spirit, they allow women to run everything. So there's nothing to stop it. The gates of hell come through the woman. And why do you think we have at these schools now, they have metal detectors and police and all kind of everything that's wrong is in the schools. How did it get there? It wasn't that way when men ran the schools. And you won't even think about that. You dare to think about that. Because you don't want to be called a name. You think that people love you because they don't call you a name. They don't love you. And they allow these women to run these schools and these churches and everything. And you don't see that when they put women in charge? CEO. Can you imagine a female CEO? What the? It's all right, makes sense. Ain't real, never going to be real. How would you like to be married to a female CEO? And so these situations can only get worse. They cannot get better. But for you as an individual, they can get better. If you men and women take control of their own lives and work on themselves, they can be in the world but not of it, not affected by what's happening in the world because you're living from a different world, a different reality. Look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump is living from a different reality than the average person on earth. Most people are living in an unconscious state. Most people, nearly all, one or two now waking up. And Donald Trump is not living in that unconscious state. That's why you can't defeat him. And they'll put all kind of women in his life, and they've been trying to figure out, why are you so strong? What's your secret? And he toyed with them by telling them, oh, if you get me drunk, you can weaken me, and the Philistine can come and take me away. And they get him drunk, and that didn't work. And then he said to them, oh, you can put me on trial. He told Delilah, you can put me on trial, have me put on trial, and I'll become afraid, and then I'm weak. And then when I'm weak, the Philistine can come and take me away. And that didn't work. And Delilah get mad. Those women get mad at Trump. You told me, why don't you tell me what's your real power? You lied to me. Tell me. Nagging him. Donald Trump is coming from a different source. You don't even know it because you're not working on yourself. So you don't see, and you wonder, how? Do you know that Donald Trump is the most powerful, well-known man on earth right now? On earth, around the world. And think about all the things that he went through, and they were trying to stop him. But he never cried. He never became afraid. He never gave up. He never worried. He just stayed calm and did what's in front of him to do, as he's doing right now. And now everybody and they mama want to kiss up at Donald Trump. Everybody and they mama, if you're black, and everybody and their mama, if you're white. You can live that way too. But you got to give up a life in order to receive a life, a false life. Otherwise, you're going to tell the secret to the woman of why you're so strong. And because the world paid her $150,000, $1 million, she's going to treat you and nag you. And you go, Father, tell her that when I fall asleep, you can cut my hair, and that's where my strength is. Because you're weak. Isn't that amazing? Men are always telling women how to weaken them by telling them their issues and their problems. And when you tell women your weakness, whether it's your mama, you see what, whether it's your mama or your mama-in-law, your girlfriend, your wife, your sister, your female cousin. When you tell them your problems, you weaken yourself. And they know it, they see you as being weak, and they will use it against you. Because now you're weak, they know your weakness. You tell them to cut your hair, that your strength is in your hair. Amazing, huh? Every time, as it did with Samson and Delilah, every time the man tell the woman his problem, she conquer him. He become weak. And you allow women, including your mama and your so-called therapist, you go to a female therapist or counselor, you know you're insane. And you tell them your weakness. And the counselor and your woman join forces together to destroy you. Because now they know your weakness. It is against God's will that a man should tell a woman his issues, no matter what they are. But you've listened to the daughter of the devil, and she has convinced you, why don't you tell me your problems? How was your day? What happened today? And if you don't tell her, you don't love me. Why don't you tell me, Delilah? You never tell me your problem. You don't love me. And she nags, and she cries, and then you tell her, and then she defeats you. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today, when I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today, gonna suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. Such a sad way to live. Amazing. So there was a shooting, according to this report. A teenage girl identified as Wisconsin school shooter. This happened yesterday, I believe. Fox 32. Three people are dead, including the shooter, after gunfire erupted at a school Monday in Madison, Wisconsin. CNN is reported. Authority identified Natalie Rupnow, a 15-year-old who went by the name of Samantha, as the suspect shooter at Abundant Life Christian School on Monday morning in Madison, Wisconsin. This is from Fox 32.
Yeah, we have new information from a news conference that ended within the past hour. The Madison police chief saying that the teenage school shooter is dead, but the investigation into what triggered that shooting is just now beginning.
Today truly is a sad day for Madison and for our country. It is a day that I believe will live in our collective minds for a very, very long time.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says they got the call of an active shooter at 10:57 this morning. Officers responding within minutes to the Abundant Life Christian School and finding multiple people shot inside that building. The gunman, a teenage student at the school, was dead of a self-inflicted gunshot. A teacher and another teenage student were both killed, and at least six other students were rushed to the hospital. Two of those students still in critical condition with life-threatening injuries. Now, the school is a private Christian Academy with roughly 350 students, ranging from kindergarten all the way through high school. Police say they had no prior contact with the gunman at the school or any warnings that he was a danger. Investigators quickly obtained search warrants and are currently searching the gunman's home. Police say a handgun was recovered at the school and that the shooter's family is cooperating. The police chief says it is way too early to speculate about a motive.
Amazing. Can you imagine sending your child to kindergarten or something like that? You know you hate your kids when you send them away that soon, early in life. Amazing. According to the gun violence archives, there have been 83 school shootings this year in the U.S. This is from Fox 32.
According to the Gun Violence Archive, there have been at least 83 school shootings in the U.S. so far this year, 27 on college campuses, and 56 were on K through 12 school grounds. Despite a drop during the COVID pandemic, school shootings have been on the increase in America.
That is going to get worse as long as you put women in charge of the schools. And you know it. And that's why they do it. They know that the hell comes through the woman. And they intentionally put the woman there in the businesses and schools and things because they want hell on earth. It's not coming through the man. Did they say it was allegedly a girl that did the shooting?
Correct.
Oh, okay. They did say it. Nice. I'm told that a man named Doug Butler is the school principal. Most of the teachers are women. It's a kindergarten to 12 school, according to Wikipedia. What kind of parent would send their kids to something called kindergarten? What is the rush to get this kids away from you so early in life? What's the rush? When I was going to school, it started when it was the first grade, and we had to be 6 years old. And now these no good mothers, as soon as a kid pop out of the womb, they throw them into somebody's school or somebody's babysitting. Sir, because they want to go and be like the man. They want to go and be like the man. And the men are too weak to make the woman stay home and raise his children. Why would you marry a woman that you can't make stay home and watch all your children? The only purpose of getting married is to have children. And then you get married, and you can't even make your wife and the mother of the children stay home and watch over your children. Why would you marry like that, a person like that? Think about that. Why would you marry a person like that? If it's not going to work, why do you get married? When I look at the world, it's going to get worse. 82 is just 82 shootings so far. Or 83, according to the report. It's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better. This is hell on earth. Welcome to hell. And anyone, I don't care who you is, if you're black, or who you are, if you're white, you're in hell. Don't be afraid of dying because you don't want to go to hell. You're already in hell. Anyone that has anger is in hell. Anger separates you from God. Think about that. Smoke on that one. Anger separates you from perfect peace. And that's why most people don't believe, even the so-called Christians, that you can have perfect peace because they have anger and they are separated from peace. And then they have been told, well, you can't have it, you're only human. All human, no one has perfect peace, they say. So they lie to one another. The devil tells you to hold on to your anger. Anger is good. Jesus had anger. And you hold on to it, and then the devil tells you, no one has perfect peace. You can't have perfect peace. You listen to the devil. You consult with the devil from one thought to another one, to another one, to another one, to another one. And God said to abandon your thoughts, all lies, all the time. But you have a perfect relationship with thoughts. The truth says stay present stay right here, right now, and all is well. And you're like, I don't want that. What the? I want trouble. People want trouble in their lives. They think trouble make them stronger. The only thing that can make you strong is the light, not trouble. According to Newsweek, Biden put out a statement calling for common sense gun safety laws. That's not even common sense. It's that the statement is wrong. It's not the gun, it's the people. Guns don't kill, people kill. 888-7753. So it's going to get worse, and it's up to you to be in it but not of it, or you can stay in it, of it, and be it. It's up to you. You are responsible for you, and no one else is. If your wife want to leave, bye, wife. I don't want to be with you anymore. You beat me. You this, you that. Okay, bye, wife. Your husband don't want to be with you, ladies? Oh, I want somebody else to make me feel good. You don't make me feel good anymore. Okay, bye, husband. Say bye. What's wrong with you? You got to have someone. That's a sign of something wrong with you. Something is missing. You're not whole. Why don't you take control of your own life? What's wrong with you? What's the matter with you, baby? What's the matter? What did I do wrong? Do you really want to know? I want to know. What's the matter with you, babe? You know, you treat me wrong. Sorry, I didn't mean no harm. Oh, baby, can I take you out tonight? What the? You can have perfect peace right here on earth, or you can have your total hell. Stay in your hell because you already have the hell. You can keep your hell, or you can live in perfect peace. 888-77-JESSE. Andy is a first-time call out of West Virginia. Andy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to get through there, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
I called thoughts, and of course the state of
sir. You know, for some reason your phone going kind of in and out. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I'm in the hills of West Virginia. That's probably why.
Okay, go ahead. It's clear right now. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was calling, you were talking about the men as far as, the getting weaker. I heard the reference to, the Samson getting his hair cut. And the reason I called was I've spent most of my adult life in prison. And when I got out around 2017, right before COVID hit, I really struggled with being around people. And then, of course, this whole woke thing happened. And a lot of us guys coming out of prison had a hard time dealing with this. And I wanted to help people, so I even went to the peer support specialist class. And there, what I'm worried about is the therapist now today, it seemed like it was most of the agenda that they were pushing to me against my moral. I'd been in prison.
Andy, hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. Do not hang up. And Derek going to talk to you about your phone because it's kind of static and not quite clear. Hold on. Don't hang up. A quick break. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Your beta back bother you? Hey.
I'm tough.
You tough? Have you told Delilah your secret of your strength?
I tried not to. I called her Delilah. I may have broken down a little bit. And that was a big mistake.
Men always tell Delilah their strength. And she always end up telling the Philistine.
Yeah, the Philistines.
And Philistine. And because she sell them over for a few pennies, and the man is he loved the beauty and the sex, and so he would tell her his secret.
But I thought she loved me.
No, that's a good story that there is no love in the world.
Yeah,
she didn't love him, and he didn't love her, but she didn't love him at all. Men and women don't love one another. What the?
That's a fact.
That's another story, because you would think Samson and Delilah loved one another, but they didn't. She sold him for money. She found his weakness because the
Philistines.
The Philistines told her, go over there to Samson and find out what his strength is. He keep burning down our farm. And we keep trying to beat him, and we can't beat him. And so they gave you this money to this fine woman. she was music to the eyes of Samson. And so she's like, go there and get him. She's like, Samson, I love you. I want to hang out with you tonight. And she's like, what's your secret to your strength? And he was like, oh, okay. He made a fool out of her for a while. If you tie me down with ropes, I will become weak. And so he went to sleep that night, and she took some ropes and tied him down. And then she ran out and told the
Philistines.
The Philistine, Samson is weak when he's tied down with ropes. I've tied him down. Come and get him. And so they ran in there to get him, and he broke away from the ropes and beat him off again. And she's like, you lied to me. You told me your strength was if I tied you down. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. You lied to me. And Samson, being the weak man he was when it came to the S word, sex, he like, all right, I'll just play. She like, what can make you weak? You love me, don't you love me? Tell me, I'm your wife. I'm your woman. All right, I'll tell you. Okay, if you tie both my legs and my hands, I will become weak. So they went home, they had a good time, good dinner. And that night she gave him some wine and some fried chicken. He was full of sassy. She like, let's go to bed. What else for dessert, right? So he went to bed, and before he went to sleep, she remembered him telling her, okay, if you tie both my feet and my hand, then I'm weak. So he went to sleep. He was satisfied, drunk, and everything. She tied both her feet and hand. She ran outside again and told the Philistines, he's weak now. He's tired down. Both hands are tired down. And they ran into the house again, and he broke loose again and beat them up and ran them off. Because they didn't know how to stop him from burning off their dry land, dry farm. They wouldn't plant no food. And she was mad. She was ticked. You said you love me. You keep lying to me. I'm your wife. I'm your woman. Why are you lying to me? Tell me lie. Don't mean tell me lie. Tell me the truth. Tell me your problems. I mean, your weakness. What's your weakness? And being the idiot he is, because the sex was good, he finally told her, okay, as men do, they break down once a woman nag him and bug him and act mad and nag and nag and nag. He finally told her, all right, my weakness is if you cut off my hair. My strength is in my hair. And so she got him good and drunk. He went to sleep. And she chopped off his hair. And she ran out and gave it to the Philistines. And they ran in and they conquered him. Because that was his strength was in the hair. They used the woman and a few dollar bills.
You would think that when she tried to use his purported weaknesses, the ones that he pretended like he had,
right,
that he would have caught on and be like, why are you trying to use my supposed weaknesses against me?
Right. But that's how men are
outside
today.
The outside looking in can tell that he's being a simp. He's whipped.
A beta.
Yeah.
But the woman was so fine and so pretty and so sexy and that out, he couldn't see. That was him. He was emotionally addicted to her at that point.
That was his real weakness.
Men are like that today. They don't really want to tell the woman their problem, but they do. Because she nag and bug, you don't love me, why don't you talk to me? He'd be like, well, it's nothing, none of your business. You don't love me. My mama told me not to marry you. You don't love me. You don't tell me anything. And she nags and nags and nags until he tell her, and now she has control over him. She knows his weakness. And my producer said, I don't understand how he didn't see she was setting him up. In the same way, no men see it when they see a pretty woman or the kind of woman they like. And once they have that thing done with her, it's over. They don't see. And you're like, why are you letting this woman beat you up? Why are you crying over this woman? I love her. I want to be with her. Even like, but she don't care about you. She's using you. You're weak. You can't see it. You wonder, why can't you see it? But when you're seduced like that, you can't see. You're weak.
And you don't care.
And that's how the whole world is today. You know something?
It's crazy.
That's an amazing story when you think about it, how it applies to today, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of it that way?
A bit.
Yeah. Human nature. Are you familiar with that story, Nick? Anchor Baby?
Yeah, somewhat.
It's happening every day right now in all relationships, in the homes and everything. The men are seduced by the women. And the men all pause when she walk into the room. When a woman walk into the bar, don't the men all pause?
Yeah, they do.
I saw this woman on a show yesterday, a news show, and they were celebrating Christmas, and she said that she and her friend, they go around to all the bars. And she said, and they asked her, why you go to all the bar? She said, because she can get free stuff from men. They buy the drinks, they buy the food, everything free when she walk into the room.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Samson.
Terrible.
The men all pause when she walk into the room. Ooh. Let me go quickly back to Andy. Andy, thank you, buddy, for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to call and remark. You were talking about, you know, the Samson Delilah story and the message men are getting. I just wanted to share this experience because I thought it was kind of important.
Okay.
I've done a lot of my adult life in prison in West Virginia, and when I got out, they put me through like the rehabilitation programs, you know, to get me back in society. And they made me see a woman therapist, and I requested a man, but they would not do it. And this therapist, like the agenda they were pushing was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was hard for me to understand anything she was trying to tell me. And she literally got angry with me because I refused to do the whole pronoun thing because I had taken the peer support specialist class so I could help people. Well, they wouldn't give me my license because I said, I don't believe in the whole, you know, they, them thing. I said, you know, if you all would step back and look, our mental health crisis is as high as it's been. So if you guys are telling me what you know is working, why is it backfiring? Why is everybody getting worse?
Yep.
And of course they, you know, they blackballed me and everything. But, and what's funny is I have a dog, an Australian Shepherd, and her name is Delilah because she was my one weakness. So I'm going to give Delilah a shout out this morning. But anyway, the men growing up here in West Virginia, it's very Bible Belt. It's very like a lot of morals and values here. And, you know, luckily I grew up around strong women. Strong men, all the men in my family, you know, World War II veterans, my dad, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Vietnam, all my uncles and stuff. That's where my dad met my mom actually to his, you know, their brothers. But anyway, the fact that, you know, they tried to, you know, I'm trying to get a career in doing a therapy, but they told me because I would not recognize the whole woke agenda. And I told them, I said, you're killing people. When I got out of prison, you know, I got off of Facebook a year before COVID hit. I got rid of my phone during the whole COVID thing. And, I just couldn't handle it because, like I said, when I went into prison, things wasn't like this. And when I got out, it's a madhouse.
It's a mess.
Yeah. And I just won't get on. I'm not getting on my knees for anybody. The good thing is my mother taught me well that you respect women. But you respect strong women. I know that the devil shows up in lipstick and a skirt all the time. And, you know, and I just, you know, and that's what I think a lot of people, they don't talk to me today because I don't, you know, I'm not going to, you know, change my morals just so they can feel better. When I'm thinking like, you know, people call us stupid hillbillies and all this. And it's also, I don't care.
Right.
But the second that I say something to them, then it's, oh, you're a racist. You know, you're this, and, you know, and I'm thinking, like, if they, you know, I get this all the time. You're from West Virginia. You guys don't even have black people there. You know, when I was from 12 to 15, there was a black family who helped raise me. And, you know, they're my family still to this day. I would not, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know really what racism was until I left high school. And I remember I got jumped because I was in the wrong area, and I was a white guy. And it was what, but it literally, like, that scarred me worse than anything because I didn't, dead serious, I had no idea what racism was in West Virginia. I know that sounds crazy, but the people here,
no, that's that
made sense.
Poor. That made sense to me because when I was growing up, too, down in Alabama, there was no such thing as racism. That word did not even exist that I was aware of. And so, racism is just a made up word. In order to divide and conquer, there's no such thing as racism. It doesn't exist. It would never exist. It cannot exist. It's just a made-up word.
That's I literally that at that moment I was wondering, you know, I would always call my mom. I was like, do they really hate me because I'm white?
Yes.
But, you know, that was a bunch of the, you know, the devil talking to me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they do. The blacks do hate you. Not all, because you're white, but you got to realize that they have been brainwashed. The blacks have been brainwashed, and they don't know what they're doing. They can't see. They're angry. They're brainwashed, and they don't know that they're being controlled.
Well, what I didn't understand was I was trying to help, and, you know, you hear the old story of, you know, oh, I'm in the hood, and I can't get out. But you know what? I've been to the hood. I went there all the time to get my dope, and I never seen a fence or anybody holding them there. They could have left on the bus just like I did.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, when I was in prison, the racism there, it ain't racism. It's you just take care of your people, you know, the people that's right. Like, it's because at the end of the day, it's not you against other inmates. It's, you know, us against the guards, you know, if they're trying to do something. And we all work together well. But, like, today, with what's going on, with the agenda they're pushing, we got to have men, you know, I don't care if I have to chop wood and catch fish and shoot deer to eat and survive the rest of my life. That's just fine. That's what us hillbillies do.
Absolutely.
But I'm not selling the last bit of what I consider, because I've been a heathen my whole life. I didn't really believe in God until about 2 years ago when God literally handed me my ass in a bag to me. I mean, everybody Amazing. Wants to see miracles and believe in Jesus. Well, I it was like total opposite for me. I got whooped. Like, right, I got spiritually whooped. And it was because I tempted him. And that's the truth. I tempted him, and I lost severely.
Amazing.
And, you know, it's unreal how you can learn. But like I said, I'm not going to, you know, use these pronouns. You know, the whole, there's more than two gender things. These people are mentally ill. And that's why, if you look, the mental health state, the crisis right now is as high as it's ever been.
Because they have women in control of the home, of the school, of the mental health department, and it's not going to get better. Andy, I gotta run.
Sir.
I appreciate your call.
Sir.
Will you call me again?
Well, thank you, Jesse.
Call me again.
Absolutely. Love the show, Jesse.
Thank you, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Thank
Bye.
You. Merry Christmas, y'all. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Ryan Moon bought 3 coffees for the grant.
Right on. Thank you, Ryan. Amazing.
Bill on Capitol Chill bought a coffee. Thought you'd like this quote. F-E-A-R has 2 meanings. Forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. My all-time favorite.
Amazing. Thank you. Sound good. Amazing.
Thank you, Bill on Capitol Chill.
You got to face it. You got to face the fear shaking in your boots. Amazing. Thank you.
No more thoughts about our coffee. Biblical question answer.
excuse me. I and my Father are one. What does that mean?
He announced that the separation between God and man that was since Adam and Eve was over. P.S. Merry Christmas.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Interesting. Thank you. No more thoughts. That's cool. Call me Alpha 91, bought a coffee. Thank you so much, first and foremost. My attempt at the biblical question.
I and my Father are one.
Maybe he's just...
What does that mean?
Maybe he's just stating a fact, referring to how God created us in his image and put a piece of him in us, and through us he lives, which ties back to if God found me or if I found God, because it was never really about either of us being found. We were always together as one.
Amazing. Interesting. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you very much, and thank you for your support.
Not Archangel Gabriel, bought a coffee. Morning, all.
Morning.
Answering this week's biblical question.
I and my Father are one. What does that mean?
I think Jesus and God are one because all men have the breath of God, the human spirit. That's what it says in Torah. When God breathed life into Adam, it means the human spirit. However, Jesus was man and not God. Hashtag keep it pithy. Ha ha. Crazy face.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Gabriel.
Yeah.
Someone bought a coffee just asking for understanding's sake.
Ask.
When you say what's wrong with the blacks and whites, are you talking spiritually or racially? The way you say it or put it out there sounds like you're trying to either provoke race war or see if the person recognizes these are only words. No racism, right?
No racism. You can't start a race war if there's no racism. Amazing. Thank you.
Noud bought a coffee. Pardon me if I butchered your name. Right on. Thank you. That's the name. I mean, that's this coffee statement.
Right on?
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Thank you. I will wait for more. Thank you.
He kept it pithy.
Right on.
Or she.
Right on. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
I just realized the other day when I was in the fallen state, I used to monitor every interaction I had with others, and I would judge it as either a good or bad interaction. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
And I thought it all meant something. How tiring and stressful it is to be in the fallen state.
It really is. It wears you down, and it destroys you. Thank you. Amazing. Stay with it.
David on Cash App, the real D something, something, something. Keep opening eyes, my brother.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. Amazing. Aren't we having a women's forum this Thursday night?
Indeed we are. It's the third Thursday of the month, December 19th, 2024.
Already, huh?
7 p.m. at Bond, ladies.
This Thursday night is the last one for the year for Thursday night. It's going to be a doozy. Get ready.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, get ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? For the coming of the Lord, be also ready. Be also ready. You know not the day. Thank you.
Very nice.
You heard that song?
Yes, I have.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Are you ready? Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Be also ready. You know not the day when the Lord shall come. When the Lord shall come. You know that song, Nick?
Never heard it.
You never heard it?
Nope.
Where y'all been? They don't make music anymore. They make rap crap. Amazing.
Someone bought a coffee. Happy Christmas from Northern Ireland, lads. Is it possible to have sex for pleasure as a married couple who are born again? I abstained for almost a year after my first son arrived and could have taken it or left it, but now my wife and I have had sex a handful of times, but it was a completely different experience after we both forgave and dropped our anger. Thanks, lads. Please come to Ireland/Northern Ireland. We need you. Jonathan.
I will come to Ireland. Thank you. And it is possible to have sex for pleasure, but you're going to regret it later. Sex was not made for pleasure. Sex was made for babies, not for pleasure. So cool it a little bit. You'll get too into it. All right. But thank you for your support and Merry Christmas. And we will come or go to Ireland. Let me take a call. Thank you all.
Thank you, guys. We'll read the rest later.
Yeah, we'll finish it. We'll read some more when we come back. Is that it? Is that hour's up already?
Yeah, it's news time.
When I come back, I'm coming straight to the phone, y'all. The hate news, not the fake news, coming up now. The hate news, not the fake news. The beta back news, not the hate news, but the beta back news. Hey, beta back. What? What'd you say?
I said alpha.
How can be a beta back be alpha?
You do the math.
Back in a moment. Read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of Country and Western Tuesday, December 17th, 2024 AD. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. But first, hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network CNN says the FBI has received about 5,000 tips over the last few weeks regarding those drones. And they're still investigating about 100 of them. Wild conspiracy theories spreading around the drones' origins. The Black on the Inside White House, not to be trusted, says the most of the reported sightings are actually lawfully operated aircraft or even STARS. Shout out. What a mess. The far left female run outlet, The Skim, says a student and teacher were killed in a Wisconsin school shooting, as well as another student, self-inflicted, allegedly. I do believe. Far left Commie Nonsense Network, far left females at The Skim report, authorities are working to determine the motive behind the deadly shooting. Will they ever tell us? I don't know. At Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin yesterday. Isn't that the capital? I think. I'm not sure. I think so. Madison police stated that a student and teacher were killed after a 15-year-old girl purportedly opened fire in a study hall classroom. Six others suffered injuries, two students in critical condition. Police said the suspected mass murderer, we'll call her, I guess, who was a student at the school, 15 years old, died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, so they say. An official for the kindergarten through 12th grade school, that's a wide span, has about 390 children. Only 390, that's a small school. Said the students followed lockdown protocols despite being scared. I'm laughing because, anyway, whatever. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said a second grader called 911 to report the shooting. 7 years old, maybe eight. Adding, it makes my heart skip a beat to think about that. Yesterday's attack marked the 323rd shooting at an elementary or secondary school this year. Most of those probably not white. But anyway, according to the kindergarten through K-12 school shooting database, they keep all these databases, but yet they have no sense. The incident comes just days after the anniversary of, it's an anniversary, of the Sandy Hook Elementary school shooting. They call it a tragedy. In Newtown, Connecticut, liberal town, one of the deadliest mass murders in U.S. history, and a little over a year after the Christian school shooting in Nashville left six dead, with that female to wannabe male, I think, so-called transgender, who shot up the kids at the Christian or Catholic school. Barnes, that Sean Barnes, Madison police chief guy, he called Monday a sad, sad day. And he said, oh, it's not important, the gender or transgenderness of it. So there's a lot of speculation about that, but nothing's confirmed, I guess. Crooked Joe Biden, of course, described the shooting as shocking and unconscionable, if he even said that, right? Whoever's running the show over there. As the news unfolded, sleazy lawmakers around the nation began the all-too-familiar drumbeat of offering prayers and debating gun control, dumb ladies at The Skim. And you know what else was crazy? A Russian general got killed by a bomb in Moscow. Ukraine official says their secret service was behind it. Ukraine's secret service. The head of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical defense forces, Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, killed Tuesday by a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his apartment building in Moscow, a day after Ukraine's security agency leveled criminal charges against him. Ukrainian official said the country's secret service carried out the attack. Ukraine, supposed country, right? His assistant also died. Kirillov's assistant also died in that blast. Explosion triggered remotely, they say, per Russian news reports. He was under sanctions from many countries, United Kingdom, Canada, for his actions on Moscow's war in Ukraine. On Monday, Ukraine's security service, SBU, called it a legitimate target. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question: I and my father are one. What does that mean? I and my father are one. What? It looks like one to me. I'm looking at a video here.
It looks like Jesus told them I and my father are one, and they're mad about it.
They're about to beat him up. What do you mean you and your father are one? Are you saying you're God? I am my father one. What does it mean? You can podcast the show, but you can also listen no matter what you're doing. Working out, making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, fighting with your husband or your wife, begging for love. Baby, please, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, anywhere in the world. And we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. If you're black and if you're white, everybody and their mama. And if you're a flat earther, we are heard up and down the world. It's strange. No one never falling off the world, the earth, if it's flat. Don't you suppose at some point fall off the sides or something? But you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the second hour of Tuesday. And every Tuesday is, and will always be Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
What dog?
Amazing.
I want my country back, but it's not coming back. So, my PR guy, he's telling me that he's a flat earther. I don't know how come I end up with so many flat earthers on my staff. But he's telling me that, to my question, if the earth is flat, why you don't see people falling off? At some point, you should fall off the sides or the front or something. He said, nah, the great ice walls keep us from falling. So why are the ice walls falling off? Ice melts. That's what it looked like. Those are ice walls?
It might be a dramatization, but yeah, somewhat accurate or something.
But ice melts, especially in America and Africa where it's hot.
But not Antarctica so much.
What about it?
Antarctica is the ice walls.
How do you know?
Because the flat earthers told me.
But have they ever gone to the Antarctic?
No, there's international collusion to stop them from going to Antarctica.
So they don't know if they're true then.
Right.
They don't even imagine that. And it just shows you the ice melting on the wall. Mm-hmm. Let me see the ice melting.
That's the problem.
Those ice walls were huge.
See, that's the problem with global warming. Because if the ice wall melts, we're all going to fall off.
See that? Look, there's a little space over yonder where the ice is melting and the sun going down.
And the sun is right there.
The sun will melt the ice for sure. Somebody lying.
Indeed.
James, before I go to the callers, I want to ask if you believe my producer is even a flat earther. Lord have mercy. If you believe the earth is flat, if you believe the earth is round, you believe we evolved from monkeys. What? That doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, I'll quit. What does monkey and round have to do with the earth? You black.
Yeah.
When Jesus walked the earth, did he build businesses?
I don't know. I think that he was either a carpenter and or a stone cutter.
Did he ever build a business? Did he go around building businesses?
Not that I'm aware of.
When Jesus walked the earth, did he go around building churches?
Not that I'm aware of. Not like the normal churches like we hear about.
Did he build any churches?
He said, Peter, you are now Peter. Simon, you are now Peter, and on this rock I will build my church.
Right.
But I don't know if...
He didn't go around building churches.
Yeah.
Right?
Just one.
Have you ever thought about that?
No.
Have you ever thought, did Jesus build businesses? Or was he just about his father's business?
He was just living.
He was just about his father's business?
Yeah.
He didn't build churches or businesses, right?
Nothing that indicates, nothing crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, he worked. He, you know, went and spoke.
He had one job.
Traveled.
He did public speaking.
Yeah.
He was a public speaker.
He was not a community organizer, I'll tell you that much.
That's for sure. Because whenever the people got too close to him, he ran.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm out of here.
They tried to make him a king.
Right. They tried to make him a god.
Yep.
Amazing. 888-7. Did you ever think about that, Nick? That Jesus,
I don't think I've ever thought about that.
Why not?
You guys make it sound Jesus like a bum. Jesus. No, I'm joking. So he's just what? No job, no business, no home, no property.
And if you notice, he never asked anyone for anything except a few times. He asked on the lower level, he wanted some food. He was kind of hungry. And he like, y'all got a bread.
Or the use of a room.
Right. But he didn't really have to ask for anything.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Or a mule. Donkey.
What?
A donkey.
He asked for a donkey?
At one point, just to borrow.
On the physical level, you know, human being need. That's yeah. How we help one another sometimes. But other than that, he never asked for anything.
Nice.
Amazing, huh? Yeah, anchor baby?
No comment. No, I don't think I've ever thought about this, actually.
Why not? What are y'all thinking about?
I don't know. I heard about Jesus in the story, and I kind of, in my mind, already have a look about him.
Hate said that he be thinking about Delilah.
I'm busy.
And then he put me on the screen, and I'm starting to blush.
Sorry, Jesus, I'm busy.
I'm thinking about Delilah. Danny from Bulgaria, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Merry Christmas.
Good day, Mr. Peterson. Hope you're doing well.
All is well, Danny. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir, and to your staff and your audience.
Thank you. Do they celebrate Christmas in Bulgaria?
We do, but we say Merry Christmas between 25th and the 30th.
Oh, you don't say it until then?
No, not until then.
Oh,
but
okay.
You do, and I did call you, so Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Right on.
Mr. Peterson, I know not to ask a black man if he remembers, but you had a gentleman from Scotland yesterday on your program.
I remember. It was profound.
It was quite remarkable, sir.
Yeah.
And he mentioned a few very interesting things, how evil and bloodthirsty the Scottish people were before Christianity. And I wanted to share some information about this because this was everybody. This wasn't only about Scotland. Now, Scotland and Libya, he was right about that. Scotland and Libya were indeed a different kind of savages, and he was right. The Romans did put barriers between Libya and Scotland because they didn't want to deal with them. But in general, the world was an evil place before Christianity. Not that it isn't now, but back then it was way more severe. And Christianity was the biggest mass exorcism the world has ever seen. In general, Mr. Peterson, I don't like people and I don't like to talk to them, but I do when I have to. But when I was a kid, I spent most of my time reading, and I've read pretty much every mythology that got my hands on. So that was from Japan, China, Slavic mythology, Scandinavian, Greco-Roman, everything I could get my hands on. And I can assure you that those pagan gods that people used to worship were horrible. They were terrible. I wouldn't even talk to someone like that if they behaved like that, let alone worship them. 3,300 years ago in Egypt, they worshiped a deity that fell in love with a woman, but the woman fell in love with his brother. He was so jealous, he chopped his brother in 13 pieces. And this is how what was acceptable to be worshiped back then. And I firmly believe that Christianity is the best religion just because of that. It's the only religion that shows you that you're wrong. And by nature, Mr. Peterson, I don't know if you agree with that, but by nature, people are evil. It's not true that we are good by nature. The nature of the humans is not good.
Why do you think that Christianity is not working now? It doesn't work now.
Who says it's not working now? It's working perfectly if you practice it,
but
most people don't practice it.
How about the Christians?
Well, when they start practicing it, it will work, but they don't. You know, when you are a Christian in name only, of course it's not going to work, and you have to follow the guidelines. So Christianity is working perfectly. The issue is that a lot of people are simply not following it.
Yeah, absolutely. What a mess!
It will get better, Mr. Peterson. Don't worry about it.
Why do you think it's going to get better?
Well, why shouldn't I? with all the problems that we have today, we've never had a better life.
When you say it's going to get better, what's going to get better?
Quality of life, education, the possibilities are endless.
It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse.
Well, let's wait and see.
Because it is hell on earth, and hell never gets better. You know, Christ said that I came not to condemn the world, but to overcome the world. And most people will never, ever overcome the world. Only a few will, so their life will get better. But most people are not going to overcome the world.
Well, I think in general things will get better. But, you know, I will keep calling your show. But in 100 years, I will call you again, and we'll see how this goes.
Okay. Amazing.
If I may, Mr. Peterson, can I try to answer your biblical question?
I and my Father are one. What does that mean?
Now, I believe that means that because God is a spirit, and that same spirit was in Jesus, so when you were looking at him, you were looking at God.
Amazing. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, Danny. I can't respond to that now, but I do appreciate it.
Right on. And with that said, again, Merry Christmas, sir. Kind regards to your audience and your colleagues, and God be with you. Goodbye,
right,
Mr. Peterson.
Right on. Thank you, Denny. Amazing. Thank you, buddy.
Bye.
Right now. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, raising you, dwells in me. It will quicken your mortal body. Jonathan from Canada. Jonathan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How's she going, Jesse?
All is well, Jonathan.
Amazing. So I got a comment. I know you're a big Trump guy. Have you seen all the professional economists coming out ever since he started talking about tariffs?
Not really. I'm not paying attention to that.
Not that I've seen the videos, but I'm seeing a lot of stuff related to it, and it's like all hell is going to break out because of his tariffs. And like, honestly, I don't know what that means, but I wish Canada would have a leader like Trump. That would be great.
Well, I hear that Canada would become a part of the United States now. And
I would love that.
And the president of Canada would be the governor.
I would not have a problem if Canada became the states for the next 4 years under Trump's presidency. That would be phenomenal.
Wouldn't it be amazing if that really happened? And it almost,
I would love it.
It almost seems as though it is possible.
I would be happy. That would be great.
Yeah.
And it's funny too, because I've seen some things online too, where people are saying things like, the whole world is laughing at Trump. But it's like the whole world seems to be abiding by DEI, transgenderism, feminism. And if these are the people who are laughing at Trump, surely he's doing something right.
No, the whole world is not laughing at Trump. They're trying to befriend him now. They want to they want to be a part of what he's doing. They're kissing up at him. They are not laughing, buddy. If anything, the enemy, those people are crying because Trump is doing such an amazing job already, and they don't want that to happen. Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I've got some questions, too, just following up, because I called in last week with Revelation. I was talking to you.
I'm sorry?
I just had some questions, too. I just had a comment and some questions. I called in last week about Revelation with you.
Okay.
So if Revelation's happened already, I have some trouble like just wrapping my mind around it all. So what was the second coming?
The kingdom, the new kingdom of heaven.
And so, okay, so that goes with when God says, or whoever says it, that he was.
When Christ arrived on the earth, it was said then that the kingdom has come. And so the new kingdom arrived on earth.
Oh, all right. Okay. And so what exactly was the 1,000 years of Satan being bound? Like, has that happened or is that yet to happen?
Satan is bound right now. He has no power. He's been defeated. He has no control over death anymore. He has nothing. He has been defeated. He's bound. He has no power over you. Or me, or anyone.
Interesting. All right. So what does Revelation represent? Is it like the fall of a civilization, or?
It represents the death and destruction of the Old Testament.
And so, I'm pretty sure it's about the fall of Jerusalem or whatever when Rome came in and invaded, right?
It is a destruction of the Old Testament, and the New Testament has been ushered in, and the kingdom of heaven is within us, and everything else is just an illusion.
All right. That's interesting. That's pretty much all I have then. All right, thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing question.
All right, you have a good one, Jesse.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go over to Germany. Heard around the world by everybody. And they, mama. Is it Jamal?
Jamil.
Jamil, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, man. Merry Christmas.
Hi. Nice talking to you. My question or comment is about last week's biblical question is, did you find God or God found you?
Oh, yes.
I was I was just thinking about that more after watching church on Sunday. And it just really made me think about, like, how I even got started, like, on this journey of forgiveness. And, like, why did I even, like, take this path? And I was thinking that, like, literally the only reason I started was because, like, I was just so miserable. And somehow, suddenly, I wasn't even looking for religion or, like, necessarily looking for God. I was just, like, in a miserable situation. And then I just saw that, like, I was almost possessed by anger, by, like, the spirit. And I just thought it was so wrong, and I didn't want to be this way anymore. And then somehow I saw, like, you talking about forgiveness, and I thought, yeah, okay, that makes sense. And then I just did it. Like, but the question made me think about, like, why, like, I don't know if, like, that made me the one that was seeking God, or, like, God seeking me. But only after doing that was I able to make of God. Before that, I had no idea, like, about this situation.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, like, what is it that happens in other people's lives that, like, why is it that most people don't want to get out of their, like, misery? Like, it can't be, like, a nice thing to be miserable. And then I just don't understand it. Why do, like, because I've, like, in the past 5 years, I've talked to many people about this, and no one seems to actually take the message or is willing to go and just do the simple thing of, like, forgiving. But I don't know why. Like, even if they're, if maybe it is that they're just blind and they can't see, but I don't understand.
The reason that most people on earth have and will never want it is because they love their hell. They don't want out of their misery. They call hell life. They love it. And so they never will overcome. But then there are a few that want better. They know something is wrong, such as yourself, and you know something was wrong, so you look for something better. But most people, family members, husbands and wives and children and friends and coworkers and government workers, and they love their hell, so they're not going to, it's just not going to change from that. Only a few want out. Only a few want the kingdom of heaven on earth.
But do you think they're aware of that? They know that, and they choose to do it anyway? Or
right, they choose to, they have decided that their hell is their death. They call it life, but it's death. They are dying, but they call it death life. Anyone that loves their misery love hell. And they know it, and they don't want to be out. That's why if you try to point the way out, if you try to impose the truth on them, they're not going to like you for it.
Well, the only thing about this is, like, me before that happened to me, I was the same thing. So if someone told me that, maybe I would have reacted the same way before.
Not if you had wanted the truth, you would not have reacted. Because those who find the truth, they want it. They just didn't know where to look. They didn't know the first step. But as soon as they hear, like you heard forgiveness, right? And something clicked for you. It made sense. But for most people, forgiveness doesn't make sense. They're like, forgiveness, I'm not going to forgive. Ain't no way I'm going to forgive. Or you tell them to drop their anger. My anger is my potential. Jesus was angry. They're not going to accept it. They love their misery.
But do you think God gives everyone, like, a chance to see? Or
anyone, like, that wants it can see. But he's only going to give it to the ones who want it. If you want it, you will receive it. But if you don't want it, he's not going to impose it on you at all. Not one iota.
Okay.
That's amazing, huh?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
And that's why we're not supposed to impose it on anyone either. If you want to live in your hell, that's fine with me. You stay miserable, you stay angry, you stay with your fears. You stay with your desperation. You blame others. You be a victim. You judge. You have a right to stay in your hell. And I don't have a right to try to make you come out of it or judge you for not wanting to come out of it. say God leave you there. He has no problem with it. And why should I?
Okay, one small thing that, like, the reason we don't judge other people, or, like, the reason we forgive, is because they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
I heard you, like, one thing that made me think about this, I heard you one time say that, like, if you drop your body in a state of anger, then you'll stay that way. You'll just stay that way. And I'm not really sure if that's how it works, or, like, I don't know about that, but that's just, like, that's an interesting point.
Because yeah, whatever condition you're in when you drop your body, that's the condition you're stuck in forever and ever and ever. If you drop your body with anger, you're stuck in hell. No way out. Because eternal life is now. And if you drop your body with love, perfect love, you're stuck in heaven for the rest of your life.
Right. I can't say I'm sure about that, if I'm being honest. I'm just
right.
trying to...
Yeah.
I don't see that for myself right now. I wouldn't call it like a disagreement, but it's just because if they don't know what they're doing right now, or like there's no way to judge them.
They can know the way has been made to overcome hell, but God's not going to force anyone to love him. And those who love him are the ones that will enter into the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. And so... it's only those who seek what is right that will find it and enter in.
That makes sense too, yeah.
Amazing.
Well, thank you, then. Yeah. Thank you, guys, and have a nice end of year. Merry Christmas, yeah?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. You guys celebrate Christmas in Germany?
Yeah, but Germany's a mess right now. Like, it's a big, big mess.
Meaning what?
Like the whole Europe, they're trying to start World War III, and just Germany's a mess. Like everywhere you go around, it's not recognizable. There's almost no German culture. All the German companies are closing down, or it's everywhere you look, it's just like the world is like Germany's falling apart, literally.
Wow, amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you run for president and save it?
I'm not German. I just moved here, I don't know. Like, idea of the European Union is I don't get it.
Oh, okay.
But,
why did you move to Germany? From where?
I was like originally I'm from Jordan, so the Middle East, but. I moved to Germany because I was just, like, looking for something better. I didn't know what I was doing. I just wanted to get away from my, like, parents, you know?
Oh, okay.
I was just going anywhere. And then it's only, like, as soon as I came to Germany and Corona hit and I wasn't able to do anything, just stay at home, that I started looking at myself and I was able to... Then I started listening to you, and that's how it worked. But
I
don't have
you.
A good reason why I came here, but I'm just here.
Oh, okay.
Making the best of it, yeah.
What a mess!
Right, yeah.
Thank you, man. Merry Christmas.
No, yeah. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye now. You heard of Jordan?
Oh, Jordan. Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever gone to Jordan?
Nope.
Have you ever crossed the Jordan River?
Not that I'm aware of.
I have one more river to cross. Jordan River. I'm bound to cross.
Sounds like a Negro spiritual.
Jordan River, I'm bound to cross. Jordan River, I'm bound to cross. I got one more mountain. I got one more valley. I've got one more river to cross. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Country and Western Tuesday, Merry Christmas. The Christmas sale, the Bond holiday sale is still happening. 15% off on all merch. 15% off on all merch. Hats, mugs, t-shirts, books. Books are amazing. My books are amazing. I will sign them to whomever you like. And hurry, hurry, hurry. There's still time to get there before Christmas. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. Rebuildingtheman.com/store. The Bond holiday sale, 15% off on all merch. And it is amazing merch. Stay with it. Stay with the t-shirts and everything. And donate. It's the time to give. We got to reach the matching grant of $100,000. So we need to make $50,000. Bring in $50,000. And it's tax deductible. It's the end of the year giving. All right. One last thing. Cameo. I've been doing truckloads of cameos. Shout outs for people. Merry Christmas. Thanksgiving. Shout out. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday. Encouragements, and now Happy New Year. Whatever the occasion, shout out is, I will do them for you. Go to Cameo, C-A-M-E-O. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And we'll update you on where we are with that on Friday, all right? On Friday. Let me go quickly to Sean out of Virginia. Sean, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Amazing. I'm so happy to be on with you, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Are you a first-time caller?
I've called you once before.
Right on. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Okay.
My question is about the family and the holidays here. So I'll try to make this quick. I went and forgave my mother about a year and a half ago, and when I did, all hell broke loose, and yeah. She built, you know, prior to that, I guess, quote unquote, like my closest people, my best friends were like my dad. I work for my dad.
Come back to your phone. Speak back into your phone.
Okay.
All right.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, everyone started turning against me once I went and forgave my mom. My sister, I was quote-unquote close with her. She doesn't like me anymore. My dad, who was like, you know, quote-unquote my best friend, and I work for him. We work with each other. They're divorced. They've been divorced for 15 years. She reached out to him, and now every time, now he's always giving me a hard time about my mom and spending more time. I'm 29 years old, spending more time with the family and going to do this with them and going to do that with them. And this goes on throughout the year. They live about 30 minutes away from me. This goes on throughout the year, but the holidays is the time when it's the worst. And you know, they want me to go fly here and go here and drive here and go do all these things. I say no almost every time. But, you know, anyways, my question is just basically, how do I deal with them? Because how do I deal with them? Do I need to move away? I'm still struggling to just separate myself and just live my life. And it's, I want to just say yes and just say, okay, I'll just shut up and do it and keep them happy for, you know, for these couple of days for the holidays. But it's just, my spirit is just like, don't go do that. You know, I don't want to do it. You know, I don't want to go around them for the most part. So,
and so your question is what,
how do I deal with, it's a 2-part question. One, how do I deal with the family, especially my dad? Because my dad is like completely on the side of my mom. And even, like I said, even though they're divorced, how do I deal with them? I try to explain things to them. It doesn't work. How do I deal with my family? And then do I need to move away? They live like 30 minutes away from me and they're always in my business. Do I need to move away?
You deal with them by not dealing with them. You don't owe them anything. You have no obligation toward them. And you just don't even have to respond to them at all and just live your life. And you say you're working with your father. You can just tell your father you're not your mother's husband. You have no obligation and not to talk to you about that again. And just don't be angry and just live your life. That's all.
Yeah. 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 I think it's to the point where I just don't talk to me about it again.
Right. Don't even, if they, let's say you say, don't ask me those things anymore, but they insist on doing it because they're trying to control you. It's not that they love you or anything.
Right.
It's just that they're trying to control you.
Yep.
And so, and if they insist on doing that, just block them. Just block them and live your life. Just don't be angry at them because they're evil and they can't help themselves.
Yep. That's the craziest part now is it really got to, it's all the stuff you said was going to happen. And it's gotten really to that point right now. I didn't fully believe it until I saw it. And, I guess I just need to watch all those emotions and stuff because now that it's happened and they've all kind of turned against me.
Well, they were always against you. They have never been for you, and they're not for each other either. Your mother don't.
I know.
The people that has taken side. Your mother don't love them, and they don't love your mother. It's just that they're weak and they're not able to stand alone, and so they're just faking it right now. But they don't love you. They have never loved you.
Yep. Jesse, I went from the most like we have, you know, this whole big family with all these cousins and aunts and uncles and everything. And I went from the most liked person to the least liked person.
But what you saw was reality. You saw that they have never liked you. They never.
Yeah, I know.
It's all family members do not love one another at all. Husband and wife don't love one another. There is no love in the world.
Amazing.
So take control of your life. Don't resent them. Don't be angry. And just live your life. That's all.
Yeah, so you just have to stand alone and just go through it, right? Because it's even the feelings I feel like of the, you know, the people don't like me alone kind of feeling, just stand in there and just go through it, right? And just do it.
Repeat
that. It's the right thing to do.
Repeat that.
My question is, Just when I'm having this quote unquote feelings of you know, feeling like people don't like me and I'm alone type of thing, it's all I guess I'm just making the comment that I just need to go through that and
go through what?
I guess it's just false thoughts and feelings in the first place. I'm not really going through anything. It felt a little overwhelming.
What did?
Like seeing just this process over the past year or so where I've seen my family, you know, turn on me, I guess I would say.
No, they didn't turn on you. They have never been with you.
I understand that. I know you are right, or else I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it in the first place. I listened to you, and I know you're right. So yeah.
And so, what's been a little overwhelming?
Just actually having it actually happen in real life, you know, having it actually experiencing it.
Having what to actually happen? I don't know. What happened?
I've seen that my family doesn't actually love me, or whatever you want to call it, you know, whatever you want to call it. I've actually seen it happen.
And are you glad to see it, or are you sad to see it?
I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what to make of it. That's why I'm calling you today.
And when you're feeling the overwhelming feeling, who is feeling that?
I understand that that's a question. I understand that that's...
When you're feeling lonely, or when you're feeling the overwhelming feeling that these people don't like you, who is feeling it?
It's not me. I've heard you ask this question so many times, and I never get down to what the actual answer is. But
and why do you say it's not you?
Because I just know it's not right. I just know it's not right.
Then why do you say that you have this lonely feeling and you get this overwhelming feeling? If you know for sure there's a not you, why do you say you feel that way then? Why are you saying that?
Probably just going back, because I'm just going back to being in my head, you know, going back to being in my head.
If you're saying it just for a conscious communication, that makes sense. But if you're saying it not knowing that it's just a thought and those emotions you have are in your body, but they're not in you.
Yeah.
And all you're doing is experiencing thoughts, and thoughts are just thoughts. They're not you at all.
Yeah.
And the thought is called overwhelming feeling. Right, but it's just even spirits that are having a hissy fit inside of your mind.
Totally.
And it's just thoughts. It's not you at all. And so when you identify with the loss of your so-called family, which you're not realizing, you have never had a family. They have never loved you. They don't love one another. It's always been about control. And your mother turned against you because she finally ran into someone that she cannot control.
Yeah.
And so she found a bunch of weak people who agreed with her, and she built an army against you. Now she's controlling them, trying to pull you back into her hell.
That's right. And I just really want to break free of that. You know, I really want to
break free of that by not thinking about it at all.
Okay.
And just drop the thoughts about all this. And you'll be free.
The thought comes, and you just—it's nothing.
Just let it pass. Don't identify with it at all.
Yep.
It's just a thought. Yep. It's not even real. It's an illusion.
No, I know that to be true. I do.
It's just a thought.
Okay. I understand. I'll stick with it.
All right. I wish you well. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Jesse. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let's see here. Justin is from Arizona. Justin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well, Justin.
I'm doing just fine. I was just calling because I was just talking to my brother, and he's convinced he's absolutely condemned because he was dabbling in Satanism and witchcraft. I'm only going by what he tells me, dude, and because I had conversations with him. just the things he was telling me, just like dabbing in witchcraft and just all sorts of things, and was just a full blown Satanist. And then he just recently trying to get his heart right with God and trying to live God's way. But he's convinced that he's condemned. He's just really like stressed out, on the edge. And my question is to you, is God's grace and love so forgiving that he will forgive you? I mean, I personally believe that that there's only one unforgivable sin, and that's rejecting rejecting God's son. But my brother is convinced that the things he's like done because of witchcraft and all that, that he's condemned. And but I don't think that's true. Like I'm not like I believe in God. Do I have a personal relationship with him? No. I'm working on that myself too.
What's a personal relationship with him?
Like walking with him, living up to his standards and my belief, doing the right thing, talking to him, praying to him.
Where you get that from?
You know. My own personal beliefs and like growing up, what I've listened to, like churches, podcasts.
That's insane.
I mean, listen,
why don't you drop
that's
that?
Insane. I don't know. I'm not gonna. Maybe I should. I don't know. I'm just barely trying to.
That doesn't even make sense. Say that again.
What? Having a personal relationship with God?
Yeah, a personal relationship with the Lord and walking with the Lord and talking to the Lord. How does make sense to you?
I don't know, like
why are you saying okay, it then?
Because like that's I don't like look, I'm a heathen right now, and I'm trying like I'm an alcoholic heathen right now, and I know about God. Like I know all the right things to say. I've read the Bible, listened to people this. I know all the right things to say, but
those are the wrong things to say. Those are not the right things to say.
But do you get what I'm trying to say? Like I'm just saying like I know of God, but like
no,
I'm
you
just
don't.
Trying to like maybe I don't know. Maybe you're right. I'm just up until yesterday I'm an alcoholic, you know. So maybe you're right, man.
So but your brother is a Satan worshiper, and you're an alcoholic.
Yeah. I called you.
You should be having a party.
Actually, not. We're pretty suffering right now. we're suffering right now in our.
When you say you're an alcoholic, who is the alcoholic? Who are you?
Well, I know who I am in my fallen state. I'm just angry, judgmental, bitter, resentful, hateful person. Like
and who are you?
I don't know. I don't know. Like because I've only been that.
So why do you call yourself an alcoholic? Alcoholic, if you don't know who you are, why do you call yourself that?
Oh, because I completely destroy my life when I'm drinking. And right now, I've been not right now when I'm talking to you. I'm sober right now, but I.
But if you don't know who you are, how do you know you're? Why do you call yourself an alcoholic?
Oh, because I drink. I drink a lot to like destroy my life and stuff like that.
But you don't know who you are, though. How do you call you? Why do you say you are an alcoholic when you don't know who you are?
Huh. I heard you say this before, like your own thoughts aren't your own. Okay, in my fallen state, I am an alcoholic. I don't know. I've been listening on and off, dude. There was a time in my life I was listening like every day, but I just started listening again. And I heard this before, like, I don't know. I don't know who I am. And
so then why do you call yourself a what?
The current me, Justin.
You said it hurts?
Oh, I just said, the current me that's talking to you right now just drinks and completely destroys his life when he's drinking and stuff. And I was told, because of that, trait that I'm an alcoholic.
And why do you believe it? Because why do you call yourself that? Because someone has said it about you.
I don't know. I think because that's what I'm told. And just like I told you that you got to have a personal relationship with God. Like you got to pray, got to talk to him, good times, bad times. I was just told that.
Have you noticed that's never worked for you?
That's what? Oh, yeah. Faith. Yeah, absolutely, dude. Yes, absolutely. That's why I'm still suffering. That's why there's a void in my life. That's why.
And so you're still suffering. Why do you still call it, oh, I got to have a personal relationship with God? Why do you keep saying that dumb stuff?
That's just what I came to believe, man. Just what I came to believe. Like, I'm not trying to, like, get intellectual and all that stuff.
I understand.
I'm actually trying to, like, find God right now, man. I honestly believe that's the void that's missing in my life right now. That's gonna.
You
want to
find God?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm done suffering.
Stop thinking about him.
Stop thinking about him. Let him find me, or me seek him out.
Stop looking and stop thinking about him. If you want to know him.
All right. I mean, like, this is all new to me. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I don't. It's obviously, everything I've done in the past
hasn't done you any good to think about God.
I mean, it makes me want to change.
Hasn't done you any good to think about God.
Ooh, I don't know. When you put it like that, dude. I mean, has what I've done worked? No, but like me wanting to see God.
Has it done you any good thinking about God all this time? Has it done you any good thinking about God?
Are you saying, like, I should think about it, or I should, like,
has it done you any good at all of this time, all of these years, thinking about God? Has that done any good for you?
No. No.
So why do you still think about him then?
I guess I just want my Heavenly Father.
But you're not going to get it by thinking about him.
What do you suggest?
You stop thinking about him.
Okay. Like I just sobered up yesterday. I don't have all the answers. I'm not going to pretend I do. I don't. So I'm going to, I don't know. I got some work to do.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Oh yes. Now when I say that, when I have a conversation with her and she just gets angry real quick, I get a little annoyed, but is it like the anger I used to have? Yeah, absolutely.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You told her?
Yes, I said I forgive you for, and you told me this. You told me this when I called in, like, try not to be too hard on your mother because, like, you and your fallen state and addiction.
Can you hold on for me, Jester?
Yes.
Let me take a break. Hold on. 888-775-3773. The hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, December 17th, 2024 AD. Hang tight, callers. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to the Super Chats and perhaps some more great stories. After the JLP show, thehakereport.com, and then Joelle Friday TV. Make sure you catch yesterday's Punchy TV episode. That was cool. And then at 4 p.m., roughly, American Anchor, baby. Nice. And by the way, Women's Forum is on Thursday, 2 days from now, on Thursday night, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. Women's Forum at third Thursday of the month, Men's Forum first Thursday of the month, last Women's Forum of the year. Very cool. The Trump transition, there's polio vax hype. There's this dumb Judge Merchan trying to meddle. TikTok ban, never fear, Trump will be here. And they're talking about a four-day, not just work week, but four-day school week, giving the kids Mondays off so they can get even lazier and even dumber. Shout out. China wants tourists visa-free. You can stay longer in China without needing a visa. And a terrible earthquake hits Vanuatu, I think is how it's pronounced. And Oceania Island, whatever Oceania is way off the coast east of Australia and ways north of New Zealand. Crushed cars and stuff. What a mess. So watch out. Watch out. Trump's in wide-ranging remarks Monday. Trump, President-elect Donald J. Trump, according to CNN, downplayed concerns that his administration would revoke the polio vaccine's authorization, suggesting he could pardon, by the way, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, too, and said he will press Ukraine and Russia to end the war. That would be nice. Trump described himself as a big believer in the polio vaccine, by the way, and said Americans won't lose it amid concerns that his pick, RFK Jr., could lead the Department of Health and Human Services to seek to revoke its approval. Also Monday, so-called Judge Juan Merchan ruled Trump does not have presidential immunity protections in the New York so-called hush money case, which was really extortion, I think, something like that. Trump's transition spokesman called Juan Merchan's decision a direct violation of the Supreme Court's decision on immunity and other long-standing jurisprudence. Don't worry about a TikTok ban. Trump met with the TikTok CEO, as well as many other major big tech CEOs, over the past several days. Shou Chu at his Mar-a-Lago club/home on Monday, hours after the president-elect suggested he might reverse course on the impending ban on the social media app TikTok in the United States. I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those who say TikTok has something to do with it, Trump said on Monday. Very nice. Shout out to TikTok. Trump lost 18 to 29-year-olds to Vice President cackling Kamala Harris by only 11 points. So those young, dumb suckers are not as young and dumb and suckerish as they could have been thanks to TikTok and the truth. Nice. Nevertheless, the platform could be banned in the United States January 19th unless they can convince the Chinese parent company ByteDance to sell it to a new non-Chinese owner. Attorneys for TikTok asking the Supreme Court to block the ban, at least temporarily. What a mess. What was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah, speaking of China, they've tripled the amount of time that visitors can spend in the country without a visa. And yet another move to entice more foreign tourists. So get yourself over to China, why don't you? And have fun. Nice. More rural school districts in the United States are moving to a four-day week to attract and retain teachers amid funding challenges and a national teacher shortage. Get students Monday off. That's nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. We'll be right back.
to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. What a mess. You can get involved by calling 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. A Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas to all of you. From all of us, Merry Christmas. Appreciate you. Thank you for your support and making all of this happen. All right? I do appreciate it. You can get involved. You can podcast the shows, but you can watch the shows while you're moving about. Laying up at the beach, doing whatever you're doing, homeschooling, whatever. By calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk and Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Tuesday. It's the third hour of the show already. And Tuesday is country. You need a nap. And Western. Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Amazing. And my biblical question for this week. I and my father.
And no one would be able to snatch them out of the Father's hand.
One. What the? I and my Father are one. What does that mean? I and my Father are one. What does that mean? Well, no, they must find out he and his father won. Amazing. I want to go back to Justin out of Arizona, and Justin believed that he's an alcoholic. His brother has been wishing the devil, and now it's a mess. And, hey, Justin?
Yes, sir.
So when you say you are an alcoholic, who are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the person that's, I want to answer your question. Try not to be all intellectual. The person that's calling you has destroyed his life, has built his life and then destroyed it, destroyed. It's all because of alcohol. Every time I drink, I just forget about God. I forget about, doing the right thing. I completely burn my life to the ground.
You have never done the right thing.
Okay, my version of you're, God, it's hard to do the right thing.
You've never done the right thing.
You're right, man. I haven't.
But let me ask.
No, I haven't.
you said you want to know God, you want to be this, and your Lord and Savior, and Lord have mercy. And I ask. And you said you want to know God. So I asked before the break, did you want to know God? You said yes, right?
Yes.
And so I said, if you want to know him, stop thinking about him.
The reason why I was just thinking about this when you're on break, I was like, I heard this a lot. Like, God will tell you when you pass away, like, depart from me, for I never knew thee. So, like, you're not supposed to, like, are you supposed to get to know him throughout your life? To have a, like, so he knows you? Because I hear that a lot in Catholic and Christianity, like, depart from me, I never knew thee. So that's why I said, like, have a relationship with him. So he's like, not just when you're doing good, but when you're doing bad, and just, like, thank him throughout the day. That's what I'm being told to do. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I was told the wrong thing and stuff like that, but I was just thinking about that.
What do you mean by when you're doing good and when you're doing bad? When have you ever done good?
Well, no, okay. I'm going to sit here and tell you I never did. I've been a selfish, self-seeking person my whole life, and I have a lot of character defects.
But I'm asking a question, when have you ever done good in your life?
I haven't. Sort of. Well, let me answer the question.
And when have you ever done bad?
I guess what you're going with this is there's no such thing as good or evil. I guess by worldly standards, I've done some bad. Like,
when have you ever done bad in your life?
There's been some times. Throughout the years, I'm 35. It'd be a lot. It wouldn't be enough time in the show to
yes, sir.
Yeah.
You've never done bad or good.
I know I heard you said this before. There's no, I know I heard you say this before. That's why I know where you're going.
Do you believe it?
I don't know what to believe anymore, to be honest with you. I know that I need to get my my life together, but I don't know what to believe anymore, because I've been listening to you for a while, maybe I don't know. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, I believe. I don't know. I just believe that I could be doing. I don't know. Like, I don't know, Jesse, man. I'm just trying to get my life together. I'm trying to find the Lord. I don't know how to do that.
You want
to
find God? Did you say absolutely. I'm trying to find the Lord?
Yeah. Well, should he find?
Stop looking.
Okay, I'll let him find me and that. I don't know. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say I know it. I know everything, because I don't. Like, I was just.
You said you've been listening for a minute? Why do you still believe thoughts?
I listen because I like what you guys talk about.
I said, you said you've been listening for a while, so you've heard me talk about thoughts. And I'm asking us, why do you still believe those thoughts?
Oh, because the mind and the enemy, our adversary, is very cunning. It's easier said than done. I'm pretty sure you've been doing it for years, but me, man, it's just like going to the gym, working out. When you work out, not good, but when you work out, you get better and better. I haven't been practicing it. I've been listening, but I haven't been practicing what you've been saying and suggesting.
And so if you haven't been practicing staying present, how will you ever be free from the hell that you are calling yourself?
Oh, because you know what, dude? I was just telling my grandma this. I'm a stubborn person. I'm unwilling to submit.
So you really don't want to be free, then? You love your misery.
I mean, I'm getting tired of it, but I guess the proof is in the pudding, like you say. if I'm unwilling to submit, then I must want to be in my hell that I created for myself.
So why do you pretend you want to know God when in reality you love your misery?
I guess because I'm like angry at God. I don't feel like I have a right to be angry at God.
Why are you angry at God?
I will take some accountability, but I guess it was the cards I was dealt, the people I ran through life, how I was treated in life, but I have to take some accountability.
So you're mad at God because what reason?
Oh, because the cards I was dealt.
What cards?
I was born without a father. I was born with a earthly father, but he wasn't there. My mom was abusive. I was picked on.
Your mother?
Someone who I looked up as a.
Your mother was what?
My mother was very abusive.
But that's everybody in life. You thought you were dealt a different hand than the rest of the world?
No, I was just angry about the cards I was dealt.
But I thought you forgave.
Gosh, damn it. Maybe this sounds so stupid. Maybe I didn't forgive God. Who am I to forgive God? You're like, you know what
it's
I mean?
It's not that's God's fault that your parents were screwed up.
I know, but I'm just so, like, angry. I did forgive my mom, but maybe I have anger at God, and who am I to tell God that I forgive you?
Why are you angry at God? Maybe your parents thought that you were born into hell. They were no good.
It wasn't only that. It was like there was this guy who was him and his family were my babysitters, and our mom moved us out of Texas, and he could have, like, as a day goes by, I think about, like, what my life could have been if I had, like, a father figure in my life, some kind of, like...
That doesn't make any sense. You got to come out of your thoughts.
It's hard because I'm in my thoughts every day, and
because
I wish
you're
I could,
not working on it. You're not working on them. You said you don't even practice being present.
Well, starting yesterday, I was going to start practicing it. Like, put a good effort into it. My grandma and anyone who knows me, my AA sponsor, tells me, like, you can go to the gym for 3 hours, but you can't, like, do what's good for you, like talk to God, pray to God. And even do what you just told me, like practice not being in your thoughts. And I was thinking about that. They're right. I had to drop my ego and my pride and think about it like this.
Justin.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not ready yet. You love your misery. You're playing a game with the devil. Because you already know you got to forgive your parents. You know you got to forgive your father and your mother. You know about practice being present. And that's all to it. And that's where your freedom will come from. It's nothing else. You're not an alcoholic, and yet you let somebody tell you that you are, and you keep identifying with things that you're not. You get all these false identity. You may drink alcohol, but that's not who you are. And you're not working on yourself. You love your misery while pretending that you don't. You love telling grandma and letting grandma tell you, oh, baby, you need to pray. You love telling your sponsor and your phone, oh, let me pray. All you have to do is drop the thoughts, drop the anger, you'll be free. And there's nothing else to do but that, because everything you believe is a lie and an illusion.
Will you meet me halfway and say that the enemy, Satan, our adversary, and myself, the human mind, myself, or at least Justin's mind, can be kind of like, it's stubborn. I mean, like, I'm stubborn.
And who is stubborn? Who? When you say you, who are you talking about?
I don't know. The Justin that he's talking to you.
That's your name.
Okay, maybe. That's my name.
You're not your name. You're not into what you drink. So who is stubborn?
Maybe I'm stubborn and maybe...
Who?
Maybe saying really...
Who's stubborn?
I don't know who I am.
So why are you saying you're stubborn?
Okay, I can be. I can be. Who? I mean, I don't know what...
Who? Who can be stubborn? If there's no you, how can you be stubborn?
I guess I'm just going by my own personal experience and my own, if I can be honest with myself, like, that's a good question. Why don't you just do it? And my brother asked me that. My grandma asked me that.
Why do you keep telling your grandma your problems?
No, I don't tell her. Like, I just call and say hi, and she just reminds me, like, you know, to always, you know, give time to the Lord and stuff like that. And I don't ever try to burden my problems.
And why does she have to? Why does she remind you of that?
Because she walked. She walked God for like 20 years, and like, I just, when I just like need to ask questions about God, I call. I either call. I just call and just ask, and she just always tells me to, you know, always thank the Lord. Even in my rough spot right now, she just says always be grateful.
You should not be thanking God for your mess right now. You should be thanking Satan, because that's who you're getting it from.
But you just said that. You just said like you just said Satan, and that is true. I believe that is true. But
so why is your grandmother telling you to thank God for your hell? God is not giving you hell.
She just said, like, be grateful for, you know, being alive.
That's dumb.
You know what I mean? I believe that it could make me more bitter if I.
Well, why are you not getting better then?
No, bitter, like you're like more bitter.
And what making you bitter is your relationship with evil.
I won't disagree with that. Yes. And I believe I have my part in why I'm still stuck in my hell. And I believe that Satan is working me like a puppet.
You're in your hell because you're unconscious.
Okay, you know what? I don't know everything. I don't know how to get my life together.
Yes, you do. You do know how.
By not being in my thoughts and presence.
Right.
Okay.
You're not even practicing. You won't do the silent prayer. You won't practice sin out of your imagination. The things that will make you free are the things you're refusing to do. And then you say, oh, I don't know how to get my life together. Yes, you do. You just won't do it.
Okay, you know what, Jesse? After today, dude. After I hang up, dude. I'm gonna start practicing it because I'm done. I feel like I'm done. I'm throwing in the towel on my suffering. So I'm gonna do it. But I'm gonna try. I mean, what? If it doesn't work, then I'm stuck in my own hell. If it does, then I'll be free. So like, I have nothing. I have a lot to gain and nothing to.
If what to lose, doesn't work?
What people have been suggesting, like, how can I say something doesn't work when I never even tried? I don't know. I'm gonna try it, Jesse. That's all I'm gonna say. Let me just keep it like just that right there. Today, I will 100% try, and move every day forward. I'm gonna start trying.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna try to stay present, stay out of my head. I'm gonna pray. Not only do the silent prayer, but pray. And just try to stay present, because I do future trip a lot. I do think about the past. Maybe that's why I can't.
The devil is. You're thinking about the past, and in thinking about the past, you can't stay present with God. God is here right. The truth is always right here. Satan is in your illusion of a past and future, because whatever happened, it was then. It's not now. All you have is right now. Whatever happened, it happened back then. And it doesn't exist anymore except in your mind, where you and the devil are one.
Okay. I'll stop making excuses, man. And I feel like I'm sick and tired of suffering. I'm actually try it today and every day forward. I'm gonna try, dude.
Never again call yourself an alcoholic. Don't stand up in those stupid meetings and say, my name is Justin, I'm an alcoholic.
That's why I like listening to your show, because I know you're being, you know, you're serious about saving lives, but it's funny. No, okay.
Because you're taking on another false identity. Drinking, but that's not who you are. And when they make you say that's who you are, you're still taking on a false identity. And identities are what God is trying to take away from you. And you listen to the world, and the world has added identities unto you because you believe them.
All right. Oh, I'm just still laughing at what you said. I'm standing up in front of the screen. Hey, Jesse, like I'm gonna keep I'm gonna do what you're suggesting, and it's and you know what? I'm the only one that's gonna suffer if I don't.
Okay, do the silent prayer, stay with the prayer, and practice being present rather than in your head about the past or the future. It doesn't exist.
Okay, I will do that.
Let me know how
it
goes.
Can you answer my quick question?
What?
I will. Can you answer my original question? Is there a sin that God would not forgive?
No.
No? So no.
I know I read in the Bible once a long time ago that the only sin he will not forgive is the rejection of the Holy Spirit or something like that. But God is not holding anything against you because God knows. You just don't know it. But God knows, except for having anger in your heart, God knows you have never sinned. You've never done anything wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. You just think you are because you've identified with the lie, with Satan in your imagination.
No, you're right, Jesse. Thank you, man.
All right.
Can I? I like your intro. I know we can find a way.
Yes.
I really do like that. I really do like that song right there. And stand up. I like to listen to some of your. But just have a good day, Jesse. God bless. Thank you for allowing me to call and talk to you, man. I call in every now and then.
Okay.
And I enjoy talking to you, man. You have a good day. Merry Christmas to you and your crew.
Right on. Merry Christmas, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
All right. 888-775-3773. I want to ask Hate and the Anchor Babe a quick question about this story. And I want to know what you all think about this. Then I get back to your calls here. This is from ABC. What do you think about this story? This is interesting. Very interesting. Just listen up. Very interesting. This is from ABC 7. The police said a woman, 2-year-old child, accidentally shot and killed her at a Northeast Fresno apartment complex this past Friday. Watch this from ABC 7.
Well, Delia, that mother has been identified as Jacinia Mina. Her family tells me she was a beautiful soul who touched the lives of everyone around her. Now, investigators say it was actually her boyfriend's gun that the young toddler fired, and the boyfriend was arrested. And now officers are reminding everyone to safely store your firearm.
Heartbreak during the holidays. Investigators say 22-year-old Jacinia Mina died Friday night in Northeast Fresno because of an accidental shooting.
This is a very tragic and a very much preventable and avoidable incident.
Mina's boyfriend, 18-year-old Andrew Sanchez, allegedly had a gun in their apartment. She had 2 children, an 8-month-old girl and a 2-year-old son.
The firearm was stored in a location where the toddler accessed the firearm. And then at some point in time, while handling that particular weapon, the toddler was able to manipulate the trigger. And it actually struck Mina as she was lying in bed.
And here's a statement from the woman's sister and thoughts from a so-called legal analyst from ABC 7.
Mina's sister telling Action News in a statement in part, quote, "She was in the process of going back to cosmetology school and finishing her career. She was loving, caring, and always gave selflessly away whenever she had the opportunity. Now, because of her boyfriend's carelessness, his arrogance, his irresponsibility, and neglecting the request of my sister's wishes of never having a gun in her house, she's gone forever." End quote. Police say Sanchez was arrested for negligent storage of a firearm and felony child endangerment, but he has since bailed out, adding he has no criminal history.
I can't imagine this case being a misdemeanor. I would see felony charges in this particular case. If that's the case, and if he's convicted, it's 2, 4, or 6 years in state prison.
ABC 30 legal analyst Tony Capozzi says prosecutors will have to sort through a variety of evidence.
And if it was a young boy, check for gunshot residue on his hands. So there's a lot of things that need to be investigated and put aside before they actually file the charges, which they think are the negligent handling of the firearm.
Amazing. What do you think about that? Can you imagine being 2 years old and you find out later in life you killed your own mama? Talk about throwing mama from the train. What do you think about that?
That's wild. What a crazy story. When I first read this story in your packet this morning, I was like, they're going to use this to go after the guns. And sure enough, that's what they're doing.
Of course.
They're going after the guy for, and it doesn't, I don't even know if the guy was home. And I don't know whether the girlfriend, older girlfriend, by the way, with kids, knew that the gun was there.
She was older than the boy, the boyfriend.
She's 22, he was 18.
Oh, my God.
So that's, it's a big mess. Especially if the boyfriend wasn't home, I don't see how you can charge him. But, I mean.
Yeah, that's a good point. They didn't say if you were home or not, but.
The government wants to, like, meddle in how you store your guns. And I get it, because you should be responsible.
But you don't need the government to tell you that.
Right.
I grew up with guns. We never had the government, and we left them right at the door.
That's the family's
loss. Here's my house, and I live here.
And then the sister of this gal who got herself killed or whatever. Blaming the boyfriend, calling him selfish, arrogant, and all that.
And she made the sister sound so lovely.
I know.
She was just, I'm like, well, hell, maybe she's in heaven then now.
Right.
And she was that loving and giving and touched everybody.
And then she must have had good
touched
taste.
Touched me in the morning.
She would have had good taste in men.
And then just walk away.
I was just about
away.
To say. Yeah.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah. You beat me to it.
Sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
No, you're good. You said it. You said it and said it. No, but I don't think they don't strike me as your, how do I put it, Second Amendment, you know, respecters. You know, they don't strike me as responsible gun owners.
They seem like Gen Z Mexicans.
Right. But, hey, it can happen even
but
to responsible
points.
Gun
owners. Hip Gen Z Mexicans.
Right.
But she has two kids.
And he was with a woman with two kids.
Mm-hmm.
What now? And he was 18.
Yeah.
And she's 20-something.
I wonder if she dated him when he was underage.
Ooh.
That's supposedly a taboo.
Free Diddy.
Indeed.
Of course.
I avow.
I'm on camera specifically for this moment.
Oh, man. That's crazy, though. I mean,
can you imagine you're 18? I mean, 2 years old, and when you become
I thought of
15
that too.
Or 20, you'll be like, where's mama? And they'll be like, you killed her.
I don't know if I have any memories from age two.
You will if you killed mama.
She was pretty. She's going to Cosmopolitan.
She's pretty dead.
Whatever. I don't know.
How come
she's
black and Mexican are always going to Cosmopolitan?
I was just about to say.
Black and Mexican are always
going
go
to Cosmetology. Yeah.
Cosmetology school.
What is it?
Cosmetology?
Okay. Yeah.
Not cosmos, but cosmetics.
Your hair.
You're better off just going and getting a job in that.
I'm telling you.
What a mess. That's crazy. And he could catch... The guy's pushing for her to get... That lawyer guy, whoever that was, pushing for him to get like 4 to 6 years in prison.
Why don't they just put the gun in jail?
It's one of those things where it's like...
It's a freak accident. I mean, it was irresponsible.
Right, for a two-year-old. I'm not going to say that. That's not... You have no idea. You can't say that. What's Derek saying this? He's just making us up in his head.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they do have to confirm that it was a two-year-old.
Right.
If this story is true, right, yeah.
He said maybe.
He wants
but
to get
But you can't even say maybe.
Derek speculates.
Right.
She should have fixed his hair, though, because his hair was, like, cut his bangs like perfectly straight.
The boyfriend?
And all short. Yeah.
That's a cosmetology cut.
We're in a break.
Treasure Chest is open on DLive.
Your Treasure Chest is not open on DLive. Can you put the boy in jail? The little 2-year-old? Back in a moment. And see your phone calls and super chats. They want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say. You don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. 4 p.m. I mean, at 4 p.m. I'm confused because I don't know where they're going to come on. At 4 p.m., energy everywhere. His energy is so everywhere. I'm not sure what time he'll be on. It's just between he and the Lord. But at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. And look out for the American Anchor Baby. He's going to be on Roseanne Barr's show this Thursday. So check it out. The American Anchor Baby is there as a guest. Amazing, huh? Let me go to the busy phones. Larry out of Indiana, been waiting a long time. Larry, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
All is well.
Free Diddy, am I right?
Free Diddy.
No, buddy, I'm calling though. So listen.
I'm going to the jailhouse to visit Diddy, and I'm going to take some knives with me.
I can say free R. Kelly, too. My dad was locked up with R. Kelly in Chicago. He said the prison inmates be paying R. Kelly to call their girls and sing to them and whatnot on Valentine's Day.
Right on. Nice. Free R. Kelly.
Free R. Kelly. No, but I had a quick question, okay. Man. You may not remember, but in 2023, it was when I first found you and I called you. Long story short. I forgave, and I was down in Texas with my mom, and I moved out, and she made it hard for me to move out. Now I'm out on my own, and I'm grown, and I'm paying bills. You know, I don't have any kids, but I got 2 jobs, and I remember you, man. Yeah, heck yeah, man. My mom put the plates off my car. You remember that?
Right. Talking about a psycho. What?
Yeah, that still haunts me, man, bro.
Trying to get away from mama, and mama doing, of course, doing all she can to the point she ran outside to try to pull the license plates off the car.
No, look, she did not. She did not try. What she did is when I tried to go unlock the door, she acted like she's going to hit me. So I stepped back, and she said, "You know what?" And she walked up to the back of it. And I promise, I've never seen strength like this. The plates are metal plates. Like, I was down in Texas, the metal plates screwed into the back of the car, like drilled in with an impact. And she ripped it off. Like, the metal on the plate, license plate, is literally ripped. I said, bro, I'm going to just have to call the police.
Yo, mama, what a mess. Amazing.
No, but yeah, buddy. So I've been smoking weed for quite some time. Before I got out of my mom's house, I was smoking weed, but you know, I wasn't always smoking. It wasn't as hard to stop. But now that I'm out and I'm just living life, I can say 100% without a doubt, for sure, for certain, I don't have no anger. I can't get mad. I cannot be impatient. I cannot not forgive somebody. I just can't be angry at anything. But I can't not stop smoking. I don't know if I'm addicted. It's just, you know, I just do it. I don't. Part of it, I can see part of it is, you know, escaping reality. Trying to, you know, just not trying to be in a real world. But every time I say I'm going to stop, I end up doing it again. And then I do it again, and I do it again, and I stop. What do you think about that? Do you think I'm living in a delusion? You know, like I'm still dealing with anger?
You're doing only one thing wrong. You're only doing one thing wrong. You're not practicing staying present. You're in your head. And if you practice staying present, you are less likely to smoke the pot. But if you do, you will be aware of yourself doing it, and the awareness will take the appetite away from you. It's just that you're not practicing staying present. Why don't you practice staying present?
Well, what do you mean by practice? What do you mean by practicing staying present?
Instead of being in your head thinking about the past or the future or what you have or don't have or the pot or anything, why don't you stay present so you don't live in your head, in your imagination?
I'm really not sure. I see what you're saying because I have noticed lately. I have been more in my imagination, like thinking about the past, the future.
I know, and that's why you're having a problem with the weed, is because you're using the weed to get a false sense of comfort. And the reason you need the false sense of comfort, you're unconscious. You don't stay present. You're not practicing that. You're not doing the silent prayer every morning and night. And during the day, when you're not doing your job, you're not even practicing staying present. You're still in your head. And why is that?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, maybe, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure because when I'm working and when I'm busy, you know, it doesn't even cross my mind. I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
But some days, like, I call off just to go. Like, I call off, I say I'm going to go home, and today I'm just going to just go home and just take a nap. And this would be early in the morning, and I call off my job that's meant for the night. And then it'll get to that time, and I go home, smoke some weed, and then I don't even go to sleep. I end up doing something totally different. And then 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, now it's 12 a.m., and I didn't take the nap. I'm high off weed, and I really don't know why I don't stay present.
You're not even precious staying present. That's why you don't stay present. You know, you are escaping to your imagination too long. Too much. The weed is not the problem at all. It's your lack of consciousness that is the problem. So next time you smoke the weed, try not to. But let's say you find yourself doing it. Be aware of yourself reaching for it. Be aware of the thoughts telling you that you want it. Because the thoughts they have you trained now to feel a certain way and do them at a certain time now. And so notice that and then watch it and try not to go with the thought, but let it pass. But let's say you do. Be aware of yourself reaching for the weed, lighting up the weed, smoking the weed. Don't go unconscious. It will be taken away from you. You will lose the appetite for it.
Maybe. Oh, well, not maybe, actually. You are right. I do want to say something real quick, though. Real quick. Back in 2022, I had got into another altercation with my mom, right? And, you know, she had tried to hit me with her car. She tried to pistol whip me.
Pistol whip you?
Yeah, like with the gun.
Your mama named Annie Oakley or someone? What's up?
No, her name's Kiana. But I noticed something about forgiveness. this is a long time before I knew anything about forgiveness. I knew anything about there's nothing. We went, all of that happened. She tried sending me to a boys' school. I had to run away, and she called the police, and she's just doing a whole bunch of stuff. But when I came home, you know, I truly understood that she was just very angry.
Yeah.
And it was clouding her mind about everything. And Jesse, I swear, I was still in high school, and I was finishing out my junior year. And I swear, that was the most happy, the most peaceful I've ever been. My confidence level was through the roof. I was working. I was able to work very, I wasn't even smoking weed. I didn't have the taste for it, the feel for it, but somewhere there along the line, I got angry at her again. I stopped back smoking weed.
Yeah.
I stopped caring about work, stopped caring about school, and everything just start fumbling.
Yeah. Anger separate you from God. Anyone that has anger does not know God. They're not of God. So anger is evil. It's hatred. It's playing God, right? And so drop the anger and be done with your mother. Don't call her. Don't visit. Just be done with her. And then practice staying present and you'll be fine. And don't condemn yourself at all. Don't judge yourself about the weed at all.
About the weed, I try to stay away from that because I understand it's not me that actually has the craving for it.
Right. That's right. And so if you don't, because when you say, I have a craving or I am addicted, all you're doing is identify with another false identity because it's not you at all.
Yeah.
It's not you. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yeah, I'm doing it every morning and every night. But listen, this is when I don't do it. When I don't do it is when I smoke. So, and even sometimes when I smoke, though, I'll do it, but the only time I forget to do it is if I smoke. Like, if I smoke for 2 weeks straight and I'm smoking every morning, every night, I'll forget to do it. But if I stop smoking for that 2 weeks and I don't smoke for another 2 weeks, I don't forget. It's like you said, once you return to the light, like, you can never go back.
Right.
Like, your mind, I can never go back.
Well, here's what I recommend because of time, and I want you to let me know how this go, all right?
I got you.
Stop judging yourself about it because there is no you to judge. Notice that you're doing it because you believe the thought. Try not to do it, but practice being aware as you're doing it, and you'll see what happens. And so just come back to practice being present during the day and watch those thoughts, and that will change. You'll lose the appetite for the weed because the weed is not the problem. It's the unconsciousness that is the problem. You're going back into your imagination, and that's where the problem is.
That makes sense. I got you. I'll let you know, buddy.
Okay, so don't let the devil tell you, oh, you're a drug addict, I mean, a wheat head or whatever tell you, right? Because there is no you, so don't fall for it.
Gotcha.
It's good to hear from you, man.
Man, yes, sir. I'm actually glad you remembered.
I do. That story was amazing. I never heard of my mama like that.
Yeah, buddy. It was pretty. Well, buddy. But you know what's crazy? I've been hearing a lot of stories about my mom since I've got out my mom's house from other family members, you know? Like, one time my dad had cheated on her. So she needed a way to get back at him. So, and I'm going to just say for legal reasons, this story is just made up. But she called her dad, and her dad told her, you know, you want to know how to get back at him, get a restraining order on him and go shoot at him. I said, Jesus Christ, how vile do you have to be to think of something like that?
Somebody watching too many movies.
Oh, Jesus. I said, geez.
That's crazy. Her dad allegedly told her to do that. That's crazy.
No, yeah, but I mean, yeah, buddy. I got guns down and whatnot because earlier in the year, you know, after all that happened and me and my mom first started back talking, you know, she was threatening to have people come to my house.
Wow.
There's a whole bunch of nonsense.
Why do you even bother talking to her?
I don't even know how we got back, but recently I've been talking to her because Thanksgiving was coming, so I was like, you know, I just had to be cooler up until Thanksgiving, because, buddy, I had my last year I was at my girl's Thanksgiving, and they just can't cook, buddy. The macaroni was all watery, and the ham was dry.
Was she a Mexican or something?
No, she's black, but they got like they make like the ghetto black food. So I was just like. As evil as my mom is, she can cook. So, you know, just try to just stay away from her so you can avoid the tension.
Listen, do what you want, of course, but don't let the devil give you a reason to contact your mother. He's sending you back to hell. Don't fall for it.
I got you, bud.
All right, man. Let me know how it goes. Merry Christmas.
All right. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas, man.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Yep. 888-77. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. Super chat.
Sion bought our coffee. Hey, Jesse. Samson Hake's haircut. He told. That's why Samson has short hair. She calls me Samson. I call her Delilah.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. That's funny.
Tony bought a coffee. Dirty old Bobby, he loved his beer hanging down yonder in those Western years. He loved saloons and playing cards. Loved fast women in those Western bars. And dirty old Bobby loved good cheer way down yonder in those Western years. Tony, way down yonder, Country and Western Tuesday. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you. Amazing. Country, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Amazing.
Cornerstone on Cash App. Used to think most are good. Now I see all are evil.
There is no such thing as a good person. It doesn't exist. And if anyone tells you anything differently, they're lying to you. Human beings are evil. And the evil is run deeper than words can express. All right?
Kevin.
So be careful.
Kevin 211211, five coffees. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Spanky Spank, three coffees. Hey, guys, sorry for the typo the other day. Meant to say trying is an attempt to fail. When we try, we're not really doing anything. So instead of trying, just do it or don't do anything at all. Suffer and die. Thanks, guys. Wish you all well.
Amazing. Thank you. Thanks for your support. Merry Christmas.
T Sizzle on X, on the live stream on X.
Nice.
Says, hey, Jesse, can you explain what demons are?
Human beings. Evil spirits. Dark, wicked, evil spirit that has made a home in human beings' bodies. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And they've been separated from God. They have no relationship. They can even get love from God if they wanted it. Isn't that amazing? Evil spirits. Thank you.
Connor from Ireland. Coffee. If a thought of judging someone enters my mind and I let the thoughts pass, is that judgment? Or is it only judgment if I believe into the thoughts?
If what now?
A thought of judging someone enters my mind and I let the thought pass. Is that judgment?
No.
Or is it only judgment if I believe into the thought?
If you get angry about it, it becomes judgment. If it's just something you see and you let it pass with nothing, you're fine. Don't get angry.
Or if you feel good about him.
Right. If you feel good or bad, you're judging. Absolutely.
Mike Young, Jesse, speaking of Dixieland song, a Dixieland song.
Oh, I wish
song.
I was a Dixie. Away, away, away from Pearl Yodin. Away, away.
Remember the lyrics from this song? I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, and come and take me by the hand. Who sings that song?
I have no idea.
It sounds familiar.
It
sounds more like a rock song, though.
I can't recognize because Hake can't sing.
Yeah, and also I don't know the... I can sing. I just don't know. that prompted judgment out of me.
No.
Failing on the assignment.
Well, I know you can dance because I see your party dancing.
Indeed.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
You ever seen Hake dance?
No, but I've heard.
Oh, my God.
Can dance is a... It's kind of a question of opinion. but I have fun.
But thank you, Mike. But I don't.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand. It sounds like a rock song, not a country song. But thank you, Mike Young.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar. I'm not sure who that is, Maybe somebody can find it.
Thank you, Mike.
Piece in the Puzzle on Rumble says, stay present by utilizing your own choice to be grateful. Shrugging emoji.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Why is it a gilly? Pardon my butchering of your name. Bought a coffee like America's Funniest Videos. Can we get a JLP what the segment?
What the?
120-25?
A segment?
Yeah, yeah.
Segment long, right?
Yeah, that's a nice segment idea, though.
I do. I like that.
Yeah.
Do a what the segment?
On January 20th, 2025, I'm getting my MAGA gear ready. It's going to be a smooth ride. Salute, America.
That's right.
That's the inauguration day, I guess.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on the D-Live crew, Games for Rec, Beta Legs, Cactus Eater Bear, Misty, and the rest of the supporters. Thanks, as always. And thank you, guys. Let me just double-check, refresh these pages. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Shout out to the Rumble crew for the support. As always, Urinal Chills, Canadian David, and the rest. Thanks, right guys.
Right on. You got to know how to rumble. Thank you. Let me go to Colorado and talk to Adrian? Huh? Or Dean. My back. Or Dean, yeah.
Turn down the TV. I'm sorry.
Or Dean.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'm trying to find a remote to turn down the TV. I'm sorry. Okay, here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Adine.
Yeah. Two things I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
I actually am very surprised. We do agree on something. You brought up last week as far as school systems, curriculums. They are bad. They are in trouble. We are in trouble as a country with what we're teaching our children.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I actually did years of work at Volunteers of America, which was the foster grandparent program financed through the government, stipend pay, whopping $3 an hour. Cool. And we went in and we tutored for socioeconomic schools here in Colorado Springs. I dealt with tutoring children in reading and math. And I did it in the primary grades. And I did this for years until I started losing my eyesight. I'm basically going blind now. Yay. What I found wrong with the schools, it was not the teachers. What I found of the teachers, they tried their hardest with what they had, the tools they had to work with. Now, these are socioeconomic schools to where they don't have a lot of the funding that other school districts have because it's done through property tax, which is not the best way to do things. I paid a lot of years of exorbitant property tax.
But because of time, you're right in that there are some decent teachers, but most teachers are no good.
No, you're wrong. That's where you're wrong.
With the school
that I was at, there's approximately 70 teachers. 65 teachers were good.
What?
I guarantee that. I guarantee that on a stack of Bibles. I guarantee that.
If there was good, why were the kids failing?
As an example, I went to school. I was one day at school. I've been there like 7 hours every day.
I know.
I got to listen to, and all of us in the classroom got to listen to a child screaming, not hollering, not crying, screaming, because he was unhappy. He did not get his way. That's a parenting skill. There are parents out there that need a lot of training and how to raise their children. They need it.
I agree with you about that. The parents are no good either. Are you surprised how the mothers don't love the children anymore?
You're wrong. That's wrong.
What do you mean?
I see it. I saw the moms there loving their children.
Don't love children.
No, you're wrong. If
they love children, why would they put them in schools?
Because they have to support a family. They don't want to live on the street.
No, they have a husband.
Maybe they don't have a husband. Maybe their husband kicked out or ran out on them, possibly.
No, you're making an excuse for them.
Yeah. No, I see it. I saw it. I saw it. You have not. Have you ever volunteered in public schools? Have
yes.
you ever done it?
Yes.
Really? What grade? That's fascinating. What grade? What grade?
1 through 12.
1 through 12. Okay. Which grade did you prefer the best and why?
The first grade, because the kids were easier to teach then.
Teach what?
Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Okay, first grade. They don't really, we don't.
Because of time,
I
want you to know.
I know you're going to say because of time. I know you're going to say because of time.
Because,
but I was
but
there.
The mothers
I
don't love their
children.
If the mothers love their
no,
children,
you're wrong.
They'll
you're
be
wrong.
At home
you're wrong.
With the children.
No, you know where you're wrong?
Where?
Because, okay, I saw parents coming in. Parent teacher reviews for their children.
But if they love their children, they wouldn't be taking their children to come in.
What?
If they love their children, they would not be taking them to school at all.
If they're able to teach, a lot of people can. I've dealt with children at homeschool. There's a lot of them that are not grade level. The parents screwed up. A lot
can you,
of
can
a lot
you call
of
me
COVID.
Tomorrow? We're going to get cut off. Can you call me tomorrow?
I'll call you tomorrow, yeah, but you definitely have to reevaluate how you judge the teachers in schools because
no,
they're putting
no
their
good.
Heart into it. They're very good. You're not there. You don't know it.
There are some good teachers, but most are no good.
No, they're good. If they're there working with your children, trying to teach your children social skills, which should have been taught in the parent with the parents.
The teachers don't even have social
problems.
Skills.
The teachers have social skills.
No, they don't have them.
They wouldn't be teachers.
Listen, call
they
me tomorrow. Call me tomorrow.
Didn't.
Call me tomorrow. All right?
Have a good day.
All
bye.
Right. Bye. I'm out of time. Well, hey, I'm out of time. The Hate Report is coming now. And then Joel Friday TV at 11 and American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. To get on the straight and narrow, Justin, a first-time call out of Nashville. Gabe out of Texas. Joe out of Canada. Devon. Devani out of Maryland. I am out of time. Tomorrow is Manhood Hour already. Merry Christmas, everybody. Get on the straight and narrow. Stay. Go make a donation to Bar and help us. We got work to do. We got a job to do. The Hate Report coming up now, folks. Amazing show. Thank you. Bye. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.